Along with politics, there's entertainment being offered at the convention. Last night, you'd have to have been in the hall or watching C-SPAN to enjoy the What Were They Thinking performance by Daisy Shane, who was introduced as a model, singer, songwriter, and the 2004 longboard champion in surfing. One person who's been watching more than his share of convention coverage is William Powers. He's media critic for the National Journal. Thanks for being with us.
Sure. Good to be here, Melissa.
Bill, besides yourself, who else is watching? What are the TV numbers showing?
Well, the TV numbers, which we have so far, mainly for Monday, were down significantly because of the networks not carrying Monday at all. They didn't carry even the Giuliani and McCain speeches. And so in the aggregate, the number of viewers for that night was down 6 or 7 million, I believe. On the plus side, though, cable is seeing a jump because people who want to see the convention and didn't get it on the networks migrated over to cable.
And the networks started taking their shrunken hour-long version of coverage starting last night, Tuesday.
Right, and they picked up, of course, Schwarzenegger and Laura Bush. They felt that that was more important for them than the McCain and Giuliani, which is arguable. Ideally, they would have covered both, in my opinion.
Let's talk just a bit about the staging here. The Democrats in Boston had a very busy stage, two lecterns, a lot of video images going on. Republican stage seems very different. There's one flat screen and one lectern that almost looks like it's made out of plywood.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. There's been this kind of role reversal. The Republicans, in my memory, used to be sort of the over-the-top, red, white, and blue kind of staging, and the Democrats were a little lower key, and it seems like this year it's reversed. The Republican stage almost has a kind of a minimalist, modern feeling to it, really sort of a little bit out of character for the party. That curtain that was behind Laura Bush was like almost like a high-concept fabric. It was kind of amazing.
It was a bunch of pixelated images almost behind her.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
One other thing we're seeing at this convention is something they're calling convention jockeys, or CJs, and these are RNC staff members on the floor interviewing delegates, those images being put up on the screen in the convention hall itself. Let's listen to one of those.
Last couple
those
of days, and you mentioned an interest in being a public servant. Am I talking to a future Secretary of Education?
I don't know about all that, but what I do know is this.
Something a little bit short of a spontaneous exchange there. What do you make of these, Bill?
Well, I think they're entertaining. You know, I don't think most viewers would mistake them for journalists, and nobody seeing them in the hall does. You know, they have these RNC microphones, and they're super effervescent, and they just have this kind of PR vibe. And I think it's useful that C-SPAN shows that to people occasionally, because I think the infomercial itself is very telling. The way a person or a whole party is trying to sell themselves to you is a very valuable piece of information. And so I have no problem with them being shown. I think it's really fascinating.
We've been talking about form and not content here. As you're watching how this convention's being covered, what do you make of it? How are the media doing?
I think the media are by and large doing really well. There's an incredible sort of cafeteria of coverage to choose from now. Remember the other night I went at one point from C-SPAN live coverage in the hall to C-SPAN 2 with historic speeches. They had Eisenhower speaking to a convention in the 1950s, to Bob Woodward on Larry King talking about whether John Kerry is qualified to be commander-in-chief versus George Bush. And I don't find myself missing the networks at all. I wrote a column today in which I said, you know, there's not much to miss about the network coverage because we've got so much else replacing it.
The argument from the networks has been that the conventions have turned into something other than a news event and they're not worth covering in the same way. Do you think that argument has legs?
Well, it's a fig leaf. I mean, they're saying that because they just don't see any business reasons to cover it anymore. They can make more money from entertainment and football than they can from covering conventions. That's really why they're not covering conventions. I think it is tragic, sort of from a civic point of view, but I think in the long run, I think cable's getting better and better. The networks are getting worse and worse because they're doing less of the serious stuff that they used to do. And I think in the end, the networks will be the big losers. I think they are being taken less and less seriously by the public, even as we speak. I mean, they're not covering much of these conventions tells us a lot about their priorities.
William Powers is media critic for the National Journal, covering the Republican National Convention in New York. Thanks very much.
Thank you.